My guest at this time is Brian Brown. He is the president of the National Organization for Marriage, one of the leading organizations fighting to preserve traditional marriage and certainly to give states the option of defining marriage as the union of one man and one woman. With the 2016 presidential campaign getting into full gear months before the first votes are actually counted, the National Organization for Marriage is out with a new presidential pledge. The group is asking candidates to commit to being strong champions both in word and deed to protect traditional marriage. And Brian, thanks very much for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Why a pledge? Obviously, we've seen different organizations on different issues put out a pledge, hoping that candidates will sign on to it. The tax pledge has certainly been out there for a long time. What was the thinking behind this particular pledge?
Well, we did the pledge in the last presidential election, and it was very successful. Almost all of the Republican candidates signed on to the pledge, and it makes clear that the candidates won't just give lip service to protecting marriage, but will actually take concrete steps to protect marriage. So it's important that the candidates are on the record and that voters know, you know, which candidates will actually do something and not just give lip service to protecting marriage.
And obviously there's a lot of candidates, particularly on the Republican side, which will most likely be the candidates that would be interested in signing this pledge. Most of them will probably be very warm towards it. I would imagine a number of them would actually sign it. Do you intend to endorse or advocate the particular candidates that do come on board?
Well, our goal right now is to have champions stand up for marriage. So whether we get three people to sign or 14, it doesn't matter. What matters is whoever signs, we're going to promote. And that's what we did in the last election. And, voters need to know, who will stand with us. And I think it's helpful to the candidates, too, because it makes very, very clear what's expected of them standing for marriage. So, I think we're going to get quite a few folks signing. Again, we've got a lot more letters to send out this year than in prior elections, just because there are so many contenders.
Yeah, you got to up the budget for postage, I think, this year compared to 2012. Let's go through the points here. There's five major points in this pledge. Number one, support a federal constitutional amendment that protects marriage as the union of one man and one woman. We obviously saw that effort back during the Bush administration. It did not succeed at that time, and the odds, most people would suggest, are not with you now in terms of getting the votes necessary to move that forward. But what would you want the president to do on that front specifically?
Well, the president has the bully pulpit, and the president making clear that this is what we need as a country is important. In past years, we haven't had the specter of a Supreme Court potentially forcing the redefinition of marriage on the whole country. That is not the way our Constitution was written. That will be an illegitimate decision. And the clear process we have to stop this form of judicial supremacy is a constitutional amendment, no matter how difficult it is to get to that point. And it may take years, but it doesn't change the fact that that is a part of the Republican Party platform, and that is the clear path to stop the sort of judicial tyranny that we're facing if the court does the unthinkable and creates out of thin air a right to redefine marriage.
We're talking with Brian Brown, president of the National Organization for Marriage. And Brian, the second point in this pledge is very much along those same lines. Oppose and work to overturn any Supreme Court decision that illegitimately finds a constitutional right, quote unquote, to the redefinition of marriage, including nominating judges and an attorney general who are committed to applying the original meaning of the Constitution. In addition to nominations and appointments, what do you believe the president could do if, in fact, the court goes in a direction that you find illegitimate?
Well, again, I think it's important that the president use the bully pulpit to call a spade a spade. It will be illegitimate if the Supreme Court makes this ruling. We will have entered a phase in which our judiciary takes to itself the right to legislate, and that's absolutely wrong. So, number one, the president needs to stand strong against that. Again, the nominations are critical. Just because the Supreme Court rules doesn't mean that's the only time the Supreme Court will rule on the issue of marriage. This issue could get back to the court again, and the makeup of the court is critical. I think both sides realize that whether we win or the folks that want to redefine marriage win at the Supreme Court, it's going to be a very close decision. So one or two votes in the future could change whatever decision is made. So the president, it's critical, nominates folks to the Supreme Court who understand the limits of what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to be interpreting the law, not making it. And that also is true of the Attorney General. We've seen under the Obama administration the work of the Attorney General to undermine the votes of millions of Americans who've supported traditional marriage. It's critical that the Attorney General understands that that those votes need to be respected, and that there are clear limits to the role of the judiciary.
Just to summarize the others, now you would also want the president to support the First Amendment Defense Act and other legislation that recognizes the right of organizations and individuals to act in the public square consistent with their beliefs about marriage. We've seen that play out in the religious liberty debate in many different ways, from bakers to florists to photographers and many different others. Also, directing the Justice Department to investigate, document, and publicize cases of Americans who have been harassed for exercising their civil rights to organize, speak, or donate, or to vote for marriage. And then finally, although this is number three on the list, to kind of go through the executive actions of this administration, the Obama administration, and kind of pull back some of what they've done to redefine marriage. Just how much has this administration done, either publicly or very quietly, to undermine traditional marriage and some of its executive orders?
Oh, there's been an immense amount, from executive action to just fiat at the level of any one of the branches of the administration. Even at the State Department, we're seeing de facto a move towards, in fact, threatening countries with the removal of aid unless they get on board with a new definition of marriage. That is fundamentally wrong. America should not be using tax dollars to try and impose a new definition of marriage on other countries. And it needs to be rolled back, and the president can do that.
Brian, how vocal do you want these candidates to be on this issue on the trail? As you know, there are a lot of folks who look at the polls and they think maybe talking about it a lot isn't going to be a great idea for the party this year. Others say this is a major cultural issue and you have to have a champion on this issue heading into the next election here. So what do you expect from candidates this time around? What do you say to those who suggest the candidates should still hold their beliefs but keep it quiet because it's maybe not a winning issue?
Well, that did not work so well in the last presidential election. Look, this idea has already been tested. The Romney campaign was told only talk about economics, avoid the social issues. $1 billion was spent on a grand experiment to do just that, and it failed. The reality is that the base of the Republican Party and many in the Democratic Party do not want marriage redefined, and they want to see a champion who will stand up against an elite that is using its power to try and intimidate them out of standing up for the truth of marriage. And so a president that will stand up on this issue and show real conviction will see new voters come out and will also inspire the base of voters in this country to stand for marriage, that stand for marriage. The truth is that these polls we've seen time and time again that claim that somehow folks support same-sex marriage. During Proposition 8 and in the North Carolina marriage amendment battle, we had polls showing that a great majority of folks in those states supported the redefinition of marriage. However, when the vote occurred, those polls were shown as false. And so I think that the people of this country still understand what marriage is, and they're looking for a leader who will stand up with conviction for the truth of marriage and not be silenced or intimidated by a media culture that largely believes this fight is over.
Well, we'll certainly be keeping track of your efforts, and we'll see which candidates do, in fact, put their signature on the pledge. For more information about the National Organization for Marriage, go to nationformarriage.org. For more information on the pledge, you can go to NOMblog, that's N-O-M, for National Organization for Marriage, nomblog.com. Brian, thank you very much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Brian Brown is the president of the National Organization for Marriage. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.